Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I just got back from Jerusalem, Israel, and I was right in the center of the greatest miracle that has happened since Pentecost. Why is this so important? Not even the miracle I'm going to tell you about. It's because it is shouting the Messiah is coming back soon. Hello, Sid Roth here with Israel Folk Talk. And Israel was in Israel when I was in Israel. And we witnessed the most outstanding miracle that has happened since Pentecost. What happened at Pentecost? Well, Peter, a fisherman, gives a simple little message, and 3,000 Jewish people come to know the Messiah. Well, we had an auditorium jam-packed, something like 650. Now, this is not backsliders. This is 650 Jewish people that had never heard the gospel, standing room only. And all of a sudden, I had words of knowledge. Now, what's going to happen when unsaved Jewish people hear words of knowledge? So many people raise their hand. Israel. I mean, I'm overwhelmed with how many people got instantly healed just as the meeting was started.
Yes, I can tell you, Sid, when you were there, the Holy Spirit just came. And your talk was very convincing, because I've been watching the faces of people. And you know what is spirit of faith? People just believe in it. Many of them came as skepticals and non-believers. And just one meeting changed their life. And it's incredible. It's a miracle.
Would you like to see a clip of all these unsaved Jewish people getting physically healed? Let's go.
If you have faith that you are having a miracle right now, I would like you to stand up if you want a miracle. Or don't have the miracle, don't stand up. It's up to you. Now, I'm going to count to five. And when I say five, test your body and see if the pain is gone. Is that fair? Is that fair? Okay. At five. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. If you had a pain when you came in and the pain is gone, I want you to raise your hand high so I can see it. Would you do that right now? Keep your hands up, please. Keep them up. People in the front, turn around and look at all the hands that are up. Look at, there's more hands than I. No, you put them down. Put them up. They haven't all seen them. Please, the ones that had, wave at me. Wave at me. I'll wave at you if you'll wave at me. Is that a miracle? Have you ever seen so many miracles before?
Israel, I am so fascinated with your life. You were born in Crimea, which is the country that's been under siege for quite a while now, and all sorts of problems going on there. Of course, you're Jewish, and there's no synagogues, there's no churches, but you had a grandmother that told you about God. Do you remember what she told you?
Yeah, first of all, she said, God exists and is watching you. He knows every move. He sees you every day. So be careful. It was encouraging, and be careful.
But that put a spark within Israel. Until he went to school. And how old are you? Maybe 7 years old. The teacher comes in, and what does the teacher say to you?
No, in this age, for at least in our culture, a teacher was as a god, you know, very important person, big, you know, educated, mm-hmm. and she make class quiet, and she said, I want to announce a very important statement. God is not exist. Mm-hmm. There is no God. And she said, you know, we sent an astronaut to the you know, cosmos, and they check it out. There is no God. And she added to it. It was quiet, and she added to it. Only stupid people believe in God.
You still pray to God, despite that, because of the seed that your grandmother put within you, and he could literally feel the presence of God. Then when he was 18, a brand new Gentile believer approached you. What happened?
He spoke with me about Yeshua, about Jesus, and all the Jewishness and all the obstacles I ever heard just rise in me, and I said, traditionally, it's not for Jewish people. Jesus is not for us. But he was smart enough to explain in the Jewishness of Bible. I don't know how he knew that. I believe it's God, just Holy Spirit moved him. But he said, Jesus, he was a Jew, 100% Jew. He preached in synagogues and he lived in Israel, never left the territory of Israel. And he said that apostles, the holy ones, and their pictures in the traditional churches, they all were Jewish. And he said, Bible and New Testament was written by Jews. Then I said, well, keep talking. He convinced me. And then just, I was ready. By that time, I was ready. I prayed every day, every morning and every night, just talking with heaven, with God, and I didn't know his name, but just with God. And explain me that his name is God of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jesus is his son, Yeshua.
The Holy Spirit got a hold of Israel. He's on fire for God. He's healing everyone in sight. He's leading everyone he can lead to the Lord. You come home, you tell your mother the good news, you're a believer in Yeshua. She doesn't care, you know, there's no religion, God is dead, what difference does it make? But she's very sick. What was wrong?
Yeah, she was lying in the bed for a month with kidneys. She couldn't move. This is why she wasn't really care. She was very sick. And as I've been taught in the little group I joined, that God can heal everybody. And they said to me that I can pray for everybody and lay hands. Now, I haven't seen anybody praying, but I just heard their stories and I just believed. So I went home and said, Mom, do you know I just found Messiah and became a believer? She said, yeah, you told me. Then I asked, Mom, I would love to pray for you. Is it okay? She said, yes. Please close your eyes. Don't watch at me. You know, my mom, I am her son. And I prayed.
Short. Did you hear what he just said? He said, Mom, you close your eyes. Don't look at me. Because he knew he didn't know what to do. Okay.
And I lay my hands, like I've been taught, short prayer, the simplest prayer you can get, and ask, what happened? Nothing. So I said, well, I know God is going to heal you, so goodbye. I left the house. The same evening, I came back, and she opened the door to me, and she said, you left, and in 3 hours, I totally get healed, and I'm well. Praise God.
That's our God. That's our God. Well, okay, so Israel, you realize you don't know anything. You go to Bible school in Estonia. You meet your wife. You start hearing about Bible prophecies about the Jews returning to Israel, Israel being a nation in a day. You're fascinated, you discuss with your wife, and you're thinking, you're someday you're gonna go to Israel. But all of a sudden, you hear an audible voice. What did you hear? Who was it that talked to you?
God was speaking to me. It was obvious God, strong presence came. And he said to me, go to your homeland, go home. You don't belong here. And it was surprising because at that time we had revival in Crimea, and we preached the gospel everywhere. People received Jesus every day. And I thought, I'm going to come to Israel. I'm going to go to my homeland when I will retire. I will do my job and I will go home.
Yeah, you know, a lot of American Jews that are believers in the Messiah and non-believers in the Messiah are kind of thinking that. Wrong. Go ahead. I just had to put a commercial in for God, that's all.
So I came home and my wife, she already received the same word. All my life changed, our plans changed. We understood, it's now.
So he goes to Israel with a wife and is it one small child?
Or, just born kid, yeah.
Little kid. Small child. And how much money did you have in your pocket?
Oh, I was rich. I had 10 bucks.
Can you imagine going to Israel? He doesn't speak Hebrew. He's got $10. He's coming with his wife and a small child. But God has his hand on this young man. And God raised him up as a top evangelist. I believe it was in the Tel Aviv area. And then one day, he's visiting some people in a small city in Israel. It's Ashdod, I believe. And all of a sudden, God shows up. What happened? Excuse me, God has a commercial. If you have a pain in your neck and in your back, you are healed in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Israel.
So I was driving to the city, just praying, you know, relaxing and enjoying, and I hit the cloud, literally. I went with my car to the cloud of glory. Now, I assume it took maybe a few seconds, but it was like time have stopped, and I've been in different dimension. So I saw the future of Ashdod, and I saw thousands of Messianic believers, Israelis, and different nationalities together in one place worshiping Yeshua in Ashdod. And there is many details. I saw international flags and visitors and people coming for revival meetings. And I heard the voice of God very clear. Leave everything behind and move to Ashdod and start a Hebrew-speaking congregation.
But wait a second. You left everything behind and you came to Tel Aviv and you're doing very well now. So when you went home to your wife, what did you say to her and what did she say to you?
Now, I came home. God just spoke to me, excited, full of, you know, joy. I came to my wife and I said, you know, God spoke to me. We live in Tel Aviv and going to Ashdod. And her reaction was, hallelujah. No.
You wish.
She cried. She just cried. Yeah, but she's a woman of God, and she took a few days of prayer, and she came back crying again, and she said, we're moving to Ashdod. I know it's our destiny.
I have to tell you, what this young man did in Ashdod, very few people could have done. What this man went through in Ashdod, no one should have to do. But God was with him. His grace, his enabling power is sufficient. And when you hear this, you'll understand how outrageous what he went through and what God did for him. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
There's a train on the tracks called the Jewish Gospel Express, and it is stopping at Jewish cities all over the world to bring in a harvest of precious Jewish souls. Jewish people of all ages are eagerly lining up to get on board and be saved. Recently, Sid Roth held another lecture in the supernatural as close to 650 Jewish people came to know Jesus as their Messiah in Jerusalem. Unprecedented. Your financial investment in Sid Roth and this ministry is truly sending the gospel all over the world to fill this Jewish Gospel Express. Call now with your gift of $49 or more to help Sid Roth continue to share the gospel with unsaved Jewish people. Sid will send you two special gifts of appreciation. This commemorative pocket watch, which is antique bronze plated with a gold plated train on the case, comes with a 30-inch chain. Engraved inside are the words, "Now is the set time to favor Zion." Plus, you will receive the DVD, "The Greatest Miracle Since Pentecost," which includes the entire Jerusalem outreach, where 98
98% of the 650 unsaved Jewish people came to know their Messiah. This anointed DVD includes Sid's special prayer for you to receive your healing. Through your financial gift to this ministry, you help distribute over 1.4 million of Sid's evangelistic book, They Thought for Themselves, in North America through Project 77. Another 1.4 million of these books have been distributed in the Russian language. Your generous financial gift to this ministry will help Sid continue to air its Supernatural weekly in the former Soviet Union to millions, with numerous reports of Jews and Gentiles being saved, healed, and receiving their supernatural breakthrough. Your financial gift helps Sid continue to air its Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week. And your generous financial gift helps Sid continue to do lectures in the Supernatural, where unsaved Jewish people hear a clear presentation of the gospel. Call now with your gift of $49 or more to help Sid Roth continue to share the gospel with unsaved Jewish people. Sid will send you two special gifts of appreciation: this commemorative pocket watch, plus you will receive the DVD, The Greatest Miracle Since Pentecost, which includes Sid's special prayer for you to receive your healing. Your financial gifts to this ministry help bring the gospel directly to the Jewish people in Israel and the nations of the world, with real, documented results. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9309 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So Israel Kochtar moves with his wife, who did not say hallelujah, to Ashdod, moving a fun city from Tel Aviv to Ashdod. So they move there, and everything's going okay, and they're getting established. And all of a sudden, 1,000 very religious Jews, you know, the black hat and the pass and the black outfits, show up at your congregation. Why did they come?
They didn't like to see Israelis coming to the Lord, especially in the cities of Judah. They've been emphasizing that. And we are first Hebrew-speaking congregation in the history of our city. And the city is pretty big today, 250,000 people, and it's only two congregations, one Russian, one Hebrew. There is no traditional churches, no Baptist, Pentecostal, whatever you name it, only us. So they just decided to close us down because we've been preaching the gospel daily, and Ashdod started to change, and people knew about us.
They actually began cursing you on the main TV station there.
Yeah, their protest demonstration were all over TV, radio, newspapers, and it gets ugly and unfair many times, putting Nazi crosses by my name and all kind of stuff. You know, they didn't know how to address Jewish people. They didn't know what can, you know, touch their hearts. So it was tough. It was a tough experience.
Now, they actually came to your house?
They actually, not only my house, first of all, they started to come to every meeting we have with a group of people protesting, cursing, praying against, spitting. And if you will come to my congregation, anybody would come to my congregation back then, they need to come through the shout loud crowd of Orthodox protesters, and they need to hear why they not supposed to come to the congregation. Now, they started to follow our cars, our people, trying to figure it out when we leave, and they come to visit. Not only my neighbors, every congregational member get visitors, and they visited not only us, but also our neighbors, to telling them how bad we are and what's wrong we do. And of course, it's illegal, but you know, you cannot stop it. Also, they posted my pictures, my wife's pictures, with my home address, saying, dangerous. Careful, Israel and Victoria Pochter, who live in, giving my address.
I have to ask you this, Israel. I don't know how you did it, but I don't know how you did it with a wife and children and that type of persecution. How did you stand? How did you really do it?
You know, what I see, you can never be ready for persecutions. And actually, you know, Holy Spirit spoke to me before. And I knew it's going to come, but it's caught us by surprise anyway.
Why didn't you leave? Why didn't you just give up? Most people would have.
But we just know we called to the city. We had word from God and promises, and we knew One who is in us.
I'm reminded of the scripture, without a vision, my people perish. This man had a vision from God. And then today, you come to my meeting in Jerusalem, you see 650 Jewish people, of which 98% stand up and make professions of faith. You see all the healings that are going on. You told me a phrase. You told me it was a new day for Israel. What did you mean?
Yes, it is. It's a new day. It's new day for Israel because Israel is changing. And many people not recognizing that, but God is opening hearts of people like ever before. And it's not major revival yet, but at the same time, you've been there and you've seen a number of people who could never have together as non-believers in one place and hearing the gospel and responding to the gospel. It's a new day for Israel, and atmosphere in Israel is changing. I know many of that, it's connected to the prayers of Christians, of people from all over the world who are praying for Israel faithfully for some lifetime.
I'll tell you what, I want you to see right now the almost 650 Jewish people standing up and publicly proclaiming in Jerusalem, Israel, that Yeshua is my Messiah and Lord. I want you to experience the peace of God. I want you to know the Mashiach of Israel. I want everyone that wants that same peace to stand up right now and let me pray a supernatural prayer over you. You want that peace? Stand up. You don't want to know the Messiah? Then don't. You want the shalom of God? Stand up. If you like life the way it is, sit down. If you think there must be something more, stand up. You've seen miracles tonight. You're about ready to be a miracle. You are about ready to be a miracle. Say out loud, dear God, I've made many mistakes in my life, for which I'm so sorry. I want to know you. I want Yeshua to be my Lord. Lord Yeshua, give me that new heart. Come inside of me. Take over my life. Amen. This is the set time to favor Zion. Israel, do you have a couple words of knowledge real quick? What is God telling you? Who's being healed?
Yeah, here's people with the problems in their wrists and joints, and Holy Spirit is touching them, touching you right now. Receive your healing. Oh, I feel flow of the Holy Spirit. It's really touching people, touching their backs, touching their bodies. Ooh.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's such a flow of the Spirit of the living God right now. Whatever you need, take it. Whatever you need, take it. The Messiah paid the price for you for every pain and every disease. According to Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. He's forgiven all of my sins. He's healed all of your diseases by faith. Take it right now. Do something you couldn't do because healing is yours. Jesus paid the price.
Many of us recall the disturbing images from decades ago of millions of Jewish people jammed into the Nazi train cars like cattle and transported to Hitler's ovens.
But now there's another train on the tracks. This train brings eternal life. It's called the Jewish Gospel Express, and it is stopping at Jewish cities all over the world to bring in a harvest of precious Jewish souls. Jewish people of all ages are eagerly lining up to get on board and be saved. Recently, Sid Roth held another lecture in the supernatural as close to 650 Jewish people came to know Jesus as their Messiah in Jerusalem. Unprecedented. Your financial investment in Sid Roth and this ministry is truly sending the gospel all over the world to fill this Jewish Gospel Express. Please call now with your generous financial gift to help Sid Roth continue to share the gospel with unsaved Jewish people in Israel and worldwide. We must move now while the door is still open. When you give a gift of $49 or more, Sid will send you two special gifts of appreciation. Just like the pocket watch that old-time train conductors use to stay on schedule, this handsome replica announces God's perfect timing for the salvation of the Jewish people. This commemorative timepiece is antique bronze-plated with a gold-plated train on the case, and it comes with a 30-inch chain. Engraved inside are the words, "Now is the set time to favor Zion." It will serve as a reminder of your partnership, and it will remind you to pray for Sid and this ministry. Plus, you will receive this DVD, The Greatest Miracle Since Pentecost. Receive a front row seat for Sid Roth's recent lecture in the supernatural in Jerusalem. It includes messianic Russian Jewish music. This DVD places you in the midst of hundreds of Jewish people at the precise moment they stand to make a profession of faith. You'll be moved to tears as God touches and heals them. The DVD includes a bonus. Sid prays a special prayer for your healing. Through your financial gift to this ministry, you help distribute over 1.4 million of Sid's evangelistic book, They Thought for Themselves, in North America through Project 77. Another 1.4 million of these books have been distributed in the Russian language. Your generous financial gift to this ministry will help Sid continue to air its supernatural weekly in the former Soviet Union to millions, with numerous reports of Jews and Gentiles being saved, healed, and receiving their supernatural breakthrough. Your financial gift helps Sid continue to air its supernatural in Israel 28 times a week. And your generous financial gift helps Sid continue to do lectures in the supernatural, where unsaved Jewish people hear a clear presentation of the gospel. Call now with your gift of $49 or more to help Sid Roth continue to share the gospel with unsaved Jewish people. Sid will send you two special gifts of appreciation. This commemorative pocket watch, which is antique bronze plated with a gold plated train on the case, comes with a 30-inch chain. Engraved inside are the words, "Now is the set time to favor Zion." Plus, you will receive the DVD, The Greatest Miracle Since Pentecost, which includes the entire Jerusalem outreach, where 98% of the 650 unsaved Jewish people came to know their Messiah. This anointed DVD includes Sid's special prayer for you to receive your healing. Your financial gifts to this ministry help bring the gospel directly to the Jewish people in Israel and the nations of the world with real, documented results. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9309 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
My guests went in 5 years now from zero miracles to over 3,000 miracles. He has meetings where 100% of the people are healed. That he says, and I believe it, that he's shocked when people aren't healed. That's normal. He wants to make you normal. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.